This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Launching into the second hour of the program. Coming up, we got more international headlines to talk about with Venezuela and some what appears to be some really breaking, awful news that Daryl's been researching here. We're going to get into that. It's about their National Assembly and some potential changes to their constitution, which are not great. We'll tell you about that coming up here in moments. With you tonight, though, it's Ian
and Conan
and Daryl.
If you're just tuning in, we covered kind of some of the ups and downs of the cannabis legalization in Canada, which is now completed its first week. It was 1 week ago today that they did go ahead and legalize it across the nation of Canada. Of course, Daryl, you were just going over some of the differences between the provincial governments in how they've put these programs together.
Yes.
So some of the governments are exclusive dealers, meaning that they're the only ones where from whom you can purchase legal cannabis.
Yes.
Others have allowed, to some extent, the market to operate as far as the sales to the individuals in those areas.
Right. And all of them have online. But
run
some
by the
of
government.
But some of them only have online.
At this point. As I understand it, Ontario will be opening Ontario stores in 2019, but I'm not sure when that's going.
How long have they had to unroll this? How long have they been working on this?
Probably years. I don't know.
A while.
It has been a long time.
Like, the legislation wasn't officially signed until earlier this year, I think.
Yeah, something like that. And then they had
but
to hammer out
the
details.
They knew that it was going to be in place.
Yeah, they've been promising it for a while.
And they've also had therapeutic in place
for
a while.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, one thing that I did find from the New York Times, what to know as an American going to purchase
we can get to
in
that.
Canada.
But I'm not done with this story here about what it's actually been like for the consumers, because this is what I had predicted would happen, was that there were going to be terrible reviews of the government-run stores. Now, it's bad enough to run out, right, if you're an individual who's running one of these licensed stores in some of the provinces that allow that, like Alberta and, what was it, Manitoba, I think, as well. But in those areas, that's frustrating for those owners because they're still being hamstrung by the government restricting the supply, right? So even though in those provinces, business owners can be the vendor of, to the consumer, they're still restricted by, they can only buy from two, I believe, approved suppliers. At least that's what I've read. Maybe it's different in different provinces, but there are at least some of them that have only two growers. And, of course, they can only grow what the government allows them to. So going on here, one of the longtime advocates for pot legalization, Alex Newcomb, says this is above and beyond the worst dealer I've ever had. This according to CBC.ca. Newcomb said he spent 2 hours on hold waiting to find out why his order still hasn't been shipped. After a week, he hasn't gotten anything. He said he's had better customer service experiences waiting in dark parking lots to buy drugs from a dealer. When CBC called the 1-888 number on the store's website Tuesday, it took 2 hours before someone picked up the phone.
What?
At other times. This is the government's own news agency, CBC.ca, calling another government agency, and they can't even get somebody on the line in 2 hours. At other times, calls to the same number were met with an out-of-service message. The store has posted a disclaimer on top of its website, warning, and this is, again, just looking at Ontario, okay, just their government-run online stores, the only way you can get it, in theory, in Ontario.
The only way you can legally
get it. And so they posted a warning at the top of their website, warning of longer delivery times due to high demand, but the poor communication has nevertheless irked customers waiting for their first legal cannabis purchase. Ryan Finn made his first order at midnight on the morning of legalization. Everything seemed to go smoothly until he got a no-reply email informing him that his order had been inexplicably canceled. He called the customer service number but couldn't get through. He used the callback feature. You know, when you can call, sometimes this is more of a thing these days. I've heard it within the last few years where you'll call customer service and it'll say, our hold times are really long. If you'd like a callback, just press 1 and we'll call you back at this number. He used that feature but hasn't heard anything. He says, it just seems like a rotten experience. All the customers who spoke to CBC said unless the store cleans up its act, they'll likely turn to other means of getting their cannabis, either through medical providers or illegal sources. The OCS blames, quote, unprecedented demand and rotating strikes at Canada Post for the long delays. Quote, we ask for and appreciate the public's patience as OCS continues to process orders as quickly as possible as this new business takes hold in Ontario. Well, is it really business if it's the government's doing? Because then it's just an exclusive service that they provide.
They see themselves as a service.
Yeah, they provide this service at their leisure. Well, if it takes them a day, then it takes them a day. If it takes them 5 weeks, then it takes them 5 weeks. What are you going to do about it?
Where's the incentive for them to be efficient and provide good quality product?
There's no incentive for excellence at all. You know, there's no competition.
I keep imagining an old Soviet storefront with like empty display cases, and it's you walk into one of these pot dispensaries, and there's like 3 buds in a window, and they're not even real. They're the plastic display buds
just for display.
And you got
and they still have seeds.
And you have some extra hefty woman behind the counter with the unibrow, and she's like, "No bud for you, no bud."
No bud for you, eh?
Yeah.
OCS says it's taken a number of measures to improve the capacity of its processing facility to meet demand and clear off the backlog. Now, of course, a number of measures could be 0, and it could also be 1, right? Because those are both numbers. I guess you could argue it has to be at least 1, but yeah. So a number of
measures.
Generally,
when people say a number, they mean more than 1, but... Yeah, 0 is also a number.
And so is 1. So they claim they're improving.
-1 is also a number. We have not taken any measures.
We've
undone things, which is negative, which is a number.
The Crown Corporation, which is a subsidiary of the Liquor Control Board of Ontario, has not yet responded to CBC's request for an interview. And this story was posted earlier today, updated 3 hours ago. So, there's not talking.
And this is just Ontario.
Correct.
You got all the other guys to think about.
Ontario, where you can only legally purchase cannabis online.
This year.
Yes.
And, of course, there was another story. I don't have it pulled up, and I'm not going to, but just to kind of recount it for you. I think it was... it wasn't Wired. I'm thinking it was... oh, my God, I'm totally spacing on.
Did you go to Canada earlier today?
No, I didn't go to Canada. I did not.
During the break.
What's the... anyway, it was one of those...
Ars Technica?
No, it doesn't matter.
Vice?
Vice, thank you. It was Vice, and they were talking about the cannabis in Canada and how... Well, anyway, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That one's totally gone, Daryl. You can't save me on this one. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. You can share your experiences. If you've been in Canada, if you're a Canadian and you've been trying to order from these on... Oh, I remember what it was. Vice.
If you're a South Korean and you're gonna plan on partaking and going back to your homeland...
Whatever it is. Vice had been explaining, you know, what the dealers, the illegal dealers... They'd interviewed some illegal dealers in Canada.
All right.
You know, like, hey, are you going to shut down your business?
They're like, hell no, man.
What are you right? Right. The black market dealers are like, yeah, my customers, before, they interviewed them before it went legal.
Yeah.
And they were saying, yeah, our customers have asked us to stay in business. They want us to still be there. Because these guys offer delivery, right?
Right.
A lot of the professionals do. Some of them are lazy. They work out of their house. But black market dealers, and this is going to mean the black market guys are going to step up their game a little bit too, I think. I mean, they've always been subject to competition because you never really know how many other competitors there are in a black market. You know they're out there. You just don't know how many there are.
Right.
So you got to somewhat be on your game or you could lose business to the other black market dealers. And with the government operating at this crap can level, which was to be expected, And you got the black market guys are going to be undercutting their price. And they're going to have great quality.
Just trying to imagine some of the Canadian cannabis strain names like Polar Bear Fluff.
Do you think they have special Canadian
Probably.
Strains?
Why wouldn't they?
They could. All right. We got more coming up here. You can join us. We're switching into Venezuela news on the way. And, of course, it's never good news coming out of Venezuela. We'll get to that coming up. And you can, of course, take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal. And people would want to pet him. And they'd come up and they'd get close to him. And it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also, of course, got the Discord on-air call-in line room. Just jump into those over at discord.lrn.fm. And they are the first rooms there when you join the Discord server. And if you have the Discord app, you can easily do that by going to discord.lrn.fm. It'll jump you right into our server, and then you're good to go from that point forward, where you can chat with other listeners, by the way. That's sort of the main purpose of Discord, is to interact with other people who listen to Free Talk Live and some of the other great shows on lrn.fm, like Call to Freedom, which is the weekday afternoon show that airs just before Free Talk Live. Anyway, check it out at discord.lrn.fm. And also make sure that you get registered for the Liberty Dollar 2 giveaway. We're doing 10 Liberty Dollar 2 tokens. You've heard about the Liberty Dollar, right? Maybe you're not. If you're new to the world of Liberty, that may have bypassed you, because it was around in the late 1990s. The original Liberty Dollar was a silver-backed warehouse receipt, and they actually had silver pieces that were circulating as well. It was the most popular alternative currency in the United States for close to a decade, until the government targeted them and raided and stole their stuff. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, they were forced by a judge's order to give back most of the stuff they stole. So that's good news. It just took years for that to shake out. And now the son of the founder of the Liberty Dollar, the founder is Bernard von Notthaus, his son Extra, has launched Liberty Dollar 2. Every one of these LD20 tokens, it's a cryptocurrency token, is backed by an ounce of silver, a gorgeous .999 fine silver round, just like the Liberty Dollar was famous for. Now, we have yet to actually see what the piece of silver looks like, but I take his word for it. Knowing the quality of the Liberty Dollar in the past, I guarantee you this is going to be very, very beautiful.
That's not it?
Oh, that may very well be what it looks like, Conan, but I haven't actually seen it in real life.
Right, right. This could be a conception.
So it's going to be beautiful, because I know the quality of their product has always been excellent. And I know Bernard von Notthaus is involved to some extent behind the scenes and in helping them craft the actual silver aspect of this. But the rest of it's a cryptocurrency token, and you can get yours. They're retailing right now in the presale at $35 a piece. So 10 of them, that's worth $350. You can win 10 of these things by going and sending an email to contest@freetalklive.com. These are the limited edition LD20 tokens. There's only 10,000 of these things available. Only 10,000 will ever be made available. Then, once these are done, they'll actually release the official Liberty Dollar 2, which will not be limited. So you want to get these limited edition tokens. 10 of them will be yours if you win the contest. Email contest@freetalklive.com. Put LD2 in the subject line and include a number between 1 and 1,000. Once again, send an email to contest@freetalklive.com and put LD2 in the subject line and include a number between 1 and 1,000. The winner will be selected November 5th, so you've got a little bit of time to get this done. And in the event of a tie, they will split the prize, and Liberty Dollar 2 will help you set up a wallet to receive your prize if you're the winner. Find out more about the LD2 presale that's going on now, and there's only less than 4,000 of these things remaining in the presale, at ld2coin.io, ld2coin.io. As we continue here, we're going to get into Venezuela coming up here in a moment, but first we go to Sarah calling from New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah. Sarah? In New Mexico.
Are you with me?
We have you.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay. Sometimes I have a problem with phone problems. So our littering tickets are going to go up from $150 to $250.
Whoa. Now, are
you happy about this or no?
Well, the thing about it, to me, this is very silly, because what littering ticket? I have lived here for 17 years. I have never met anybody or heard of anybody getting a littering ticket. So what is this? What are they talking about?
That's a good question. Okay. How often are littering tickets actually given out? I mean, you do see when you're, driving around highways in various states, there's usually a threatening sign every now and then that'll say, like, $1,000 fine or what. I know in Massachusetts that they raised it to, like, $10,000 or something insane like that. I think in New Hampshire it's much, much, much lower. But they do have these signs threatening people. But, yeah, do people ever actually get pegged for a littering fine? In theory, it could only happen if the police witness it, right? Because if the cops find a piece of litter on the ground, they don't know who threw it there. And unless
DNA testing, we've got to find fingerprints.
I mean, that's circumstantial, because maybe it blew out a window, or maybe it wasn't an intentional littering, or maybe it had somebody's fingerprints on it, but they were the previous holder of it, and the person who, you know, who knows how it got there, unless there's actual evidence, like video
footage.
Right,
and they're also not going to spend all of the resources
trying to
get fingerprints from a McDonald's cup.
No.
Well, if it's a $10,000 fine, they might do that.
They might, but it would be interesting to see, like, you could do this, Sarah. You could do, like, a Freedom of Information Act request on the police, and you could say, how many littering tickets have been written between the years of X and Y, and then you'd get a little bit more information about that.
Well, you know, like I said, I've been here for 17 years. I have never met anybody. I have never heard of anybody getting a littering ticket, and the same thing goes for dog poop. It's like, I have never seen anybody ever get a dog poop ticket.
Well, so now what you're doing here is you're utilizing your own personal experience and you're judging from that, and that's limited, right? It's essentially like a case study. It may be true that these aren't done very often, but you won't really know until you actually pull the statistics.
Right, but some of these, it's the threat of is used as the deterrent.
Correct. That's the idea, yeah, but that doesn't deter littering, right? Like, there's plenty of people that litter. I've seen it happen plenty of times where somebody's chucking a cigarette butt out their window.
People don't think of cigarette butts as littering.
Well, they should, because it's littering.
I know they should. I'm just saying.
I've seen people
will justify all kinds of things in their head.
Can they justify throwing an entire McDonald's cup full of fluid out the window as not littering? Because I see that too. I just picked up down the road here on the street on which we're situated. I picked up like a Powerade bottle.
Yeah, I live on a corner lot. I'm picking trash out of my yard all the time, and I live in a good neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is the littering is really bad in this state. That's why that's why I'm talking about it. It's so silly, and it's almost comical that they even act like they're gonna even give out a ticket. And so there was this one highway, like a major highway, and they said that they spent $9,000 to pick up all the litter. $9,000 in hiring people to pick up all the trash and maybe
I thought they're supposed to pay inmates to do that, or not pay them, but just have the inmates do it.
And when you consider all of the voluntary organizations that go and they adopt the highway here and there.
Right.
I mean, I even, walk up and down Maple sometimes and pick trash up. It's...
How about the college neighborhood where it's every Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, these kids are just dropping trash everywhere? I've handed out Know Your Rights flyers.
And they walk a couple steps away
and drop them.
Yeah,
they just drop them. No, most of them don't. Most of them actually do take them home and put them up on their fridge or, put them wherever they put them. But it's not hard to find. Usually, if I've handed out hundreds of them, I'll find a dozen of them just kind of around the neighborhood. So, Sarah, thanks for the call tonight.
Huh? Yeah, really.
All right, thanks. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Yeah, really. 855-450-3733. You can join us here on the radio. And coming up, the Venezuela story. That's on the way. A couple of them, actually, because in addition to the news Daryl's going to give us, which is pretty big news, people have also been killing themselves in Venezuela. Suicide's a real problem.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
USA Radio News.
The FBI says they have identified at least five suspicious packages
addressed to prominent liberal and democratic political figures over the past 3 days that contained potentially destructive devices. Michael Balboni is a former New York State Homeland Security Director. He says what the FBI is looking into.
Try to get a timeline for when that package, when that delivery came. How did it get to the facility? What truck was it in? What type of stamps were it on it? And then try to trace it back to what, where it might have come, and then obviously who might have deposited within the post office box. Today's postal service is a lot different than years ago. With the with all the cameras out there, you can actually tell when someone went and possibly put it into the delivery system.
Rough day for the Dow as it was down 608 points and closed the day at 24,583. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just head on over to discord.lrn.fm and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Tonight with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
The Texas Bitcoin Conference is coming up fast. In fact, I'm leaving Friday. Daryl, you're going to be heading up the Friday show.
Yes.
Who are you having on, by the way? Do you know?
Chris, I believe.
Okay.
Friday,
okay.
Chris should be here.
He's
not, then you know, I'll scramble at the last minute, and Michael will probably be around. I might just, hey, Michael, you doing anything?
It can happen.
Sit in?
It wouldn't be the first time. So check out Daryl this weekend on Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday we'll be broadcasting from the Texas Bitcoin Conference in Austin, Texas, October 27th and 28th. Great networking opportunities, of course, panels and keynote speeches from industry leaders. It's going to be an excellent year. Of course, some of the folks you're familiar with from having listened to Free Talk Live are going to be there, like Paul Puay from the Edge Wallet, Bruce Fenton, who is the organizer of the New Hampshire blockchain, the Free State Blockchain Conference that happened here a couple weeks ago, and then Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of Ross Ulbricht. She's going to be there speaking. You get to meet her if you've never done that. She's a great lady, who sadly her son has been placed in a prison cell for the rest of his life, plus another life sentence, plus 40 years. And it's tragic, and I'm sure she'll be updating us on his case and how the petition is going to try to get him a pardon from Donald Trump. So there's other speakers, of course. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. You can see the full schedule there, and still you can get tickets from what I understand. TexasBitcoinConference.com. We'll look forward to seeing you this weekend in Austin. It's a great conference. I've been to every single one of them so far, and this is the fourth one. It's going to be, I'm looking forward to it. We'll see you there. All right, so toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We are going to move into Venezuela here. Daryl, you saw a headline this evening right before we started the show. It was by Mises Cuba.
Yeah, I actually saw it earlier, but then I was reminded because as we were going through, yeah. I posted it somewhere where I don't normally put my show prep,
right.
And was reminded of this headline, breaking, MUD and Venezuelan opposition parties are dissolved. The MUD being the Roundtable for Democratic Unity, or in Espanol, Mesa de Unidad Democrática.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, was sort of the coalition of opposition political parties, quietly, according to Mises Cuba, quietly dissolved by decree of the Constituent National Assembly, which is Maduro's rubber stamp Congress, which legally and formally dissolved all political parties that did not participate in the most recent national elections, from which the MUD was banned. The MUD's doom was spelled out a year ago, but to date, and this actually dated October 24th, so yesterday, but says, but today it was codified by the new rubber stamp Congress. The only recognized political parties in Venezuela are now members of the Great Patriotic Poll, which is the unanimous majority in the Constituent Assembly, mostly the ruling...
Unanimous majority. Before you go on, let's talk about this Constituent Assembly.
Yes.
It replaced, basically, or essentially... quietly replaced the other National Assembly.
Usurped the National Assembly.
Right. So there's the Constituent Assembly, which is the new thing. The National Assembly was the original thing. And basically what happened, what was it, like a year or so ago?
About a year and a half ago.
They had just essentially BS elections where only Maduro, who's the president of the country, only Maduro's cronies were essentially allowed to run in this election.
Yes.
To get on this new Constituent Assembly, which was formed for the purpose of completely supplanting the previous National Assembly.
Yes.
Which sort of still existed, but essentially became a non-issue.
Right. So what they did, they created this Constituent Assembly.
Stacked it,
and then took all of the powers and authority away from the National Assembly.
Right.
And now they formally dissolved the National Assembly and all political parties that did not participate in the election from which they were banned from participating.
Right. So, and this was somebody had predicted this in advance, or at least they predicted the sort of the fall of the National Assembly when this new Constituent Assembly was created, and it seemed like the Constituent Assembly was created for the purpose of creating a new constitution for Venezuela, which of course would...
Oh, it didn't seem that way. That was explicitly mentioned.
That was the intention.
That the Constituent Assembly would be tasked with writing a new constitution.
So that's what they're in the midst of right now, apparently, and that's where some of this news is coming from.
Some of it is coming from that, and again,
which is hard to find. You were the reason we didn't open with this tonight is because you were looking to try to verify this.
Right,
this
I want to corroborate this information, and I found enough information from other sources to where either this is part of the proposed constitution, or this Constituent Assembly just passed some kind of resolution saying all political parties other than ours are prohibited and banned and legally dissolved as entities.
So we're not clear on the timing and exactly how this was implemented.
Correct.
It's that breaking, apparently, and there's very, very little as far as news coverage of this.
There's very little coverage out of Venezuela anyway.
Sure, I imagine a lot of state-controlled
media. On certain
things
to where it is state-controlled media, and then a lot of times you rely on stuff from, some of the news wires to wind up getting information second and third hand several days later. So, you know, I'm guessing probably by this weekend something will be up on UPI or Reuters or the Associated Press.
And I bet you this is going to be the tip of the ugly iceberg for whatever this new constitution is going to hold.
Oh, I found something, and I think you found this as well, some of the provisions of the draft constitution, one of which would probably bring about PDV's demise.
PDV, which is the government's oil corporation.
Yes.
State-run oil company that essentially has the monopoly down there.
Yeah. So continuing on with the article from Mises Cuba, again, the only political parties that will be allowed are part of the Great Patriotic Poll, which is made up of
P-O-L-E. Okay.
Made up of the United Socialist Party, or the PSUV, and numerous frontman parties like the Communist Party of Venezuela, the Revolutionary Party of Labor, and the People's Electoral Movement. So basically all of the groups that make up the ruling party.
I see.
Those are the only parties that are allowed.
Got it.
MUD leader Henrique Capriles, who has widely been labeled a collaborator with the regime by other Venezuelan opposition politicians, despite having been assaulted and beaten this year by the Colectivos, which is a pro-regime paramilitary gang, has not made any public statement over the dissolution of the MUD.
We talked about
only posting on Twitter that his radio appearance was being canceled due to, quote, technical difficulties.
Wasn't that the guy who got locked up who was actually running against Maduro at one point?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, I recognize the name. And also the group, the gang, what were they called?
Colectivos.
Colectivos. Thank you. We talked about them once on Free Talk Live.
Probably.
And how they are essentially just thugs that aren't even government thugs. They're just regular thugs that the government has armed because it's illegal to have guns in Venezuela unless you're the government.
Right.
But these gangsters are allowed to have guns so they can go and do the dirty work
right.
of Maduro and just go around beating people up and intimidating them or whatever.
Yeah, what does Colectivos stand for? The collectors?
Collectives, I think.
Collectives?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Libertarian Movement of Venezuela's national coordinator, Yomar Moreno, says it's the official dissolution of a corpse used for show by the dictatorship and one step closer to reaching our freedom. In 2017, the regime used the MUD to maintain the appearance of legitimate multi-party elections, but there is no longer any need to pretend.
Wow. All right, there's more, I imagine, on
there's
this story.
More.
We'll share that with you, and you can share your thoughts with us here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
I'm David Hull, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hull, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. Toll-free number here for you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. We've got a web forum, and yeah, it doesn't get as much use as our Discord server, but it's still there, and people are still using the Shire forums, and one of those subforums there is about Free Talk Live, where you can post and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to forum.freetalklive.com, and that'll get you there, and it's free to use it. And it's pretty slick software. It's very modern, very snappy, very nice, and easy to use. And it's free. Forum.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Daryl, you're sharing with us the bad news, but predictable news, that the Venezuelan government has now moved ahead with their so-called constituent assembly, which is a joke, where they've stacked this so-called constituent assembly with adherence to the ruling party, basically, and nobody else was essentially allowed to even run for the seats, so it's completely stacked with cronies of the president of the country. They will do his bidding. They will do whatever it is that they are told to, basically, and they are now working on a new constitution for Venezuela to essentially undermine any kind of shred of legitimacy that the government might have had, which, of course, most people will tell you, surely, within Venezuela, that the government has no legitimacy there, but to undermine anything that might have been left and completely replace it with a complete dictatorship under the control of Nicolas Maduro, the president. But you've been kind of recounting some of the recent findings of this particular assembly, what they are planning on implementing. And one of them, sorry to interrupt, one of them was to dissolve all oppositional political parties, apparently.
Yes, and also formally dissolving the National Assembly.
The thing they replaced with the constituent assembly.
Yes.
So they replaced it. Did any of those national assembly, did they just move over to the new party, or are they kicked out on the streets right now?
I think there may have been a handful of people from the National Assembly that are in the new constituent assembly, but only if they were allowed to run for it. So the National Assembly was majority ruled by the opposition.
Yeah.
And all of the opposition parties were prohibited from running in the constituent assembly. So it's likely that some of the socialists in the National Assembly sought seats in the constituent assembly, but I don't have a breakdown,
right.
And I've not seen anything saying.
So if they weren't even allowed to run last year?
Correct.
They haven't been in office. They've just been floating around.
Well, no, they have been in the National Assembly.
Still there. They just can't do anything.
Hmm. But all of their powers were stripped. It would be akin to if a group of people created a new community council to replace the city council and strip all of the powers from the city council. The city council would still exist, they just wouldn't have any powers, and then this new thing formally dissolved.
Or in the same way, if Trump could somehow go and just create a new Congress full of all of his buddies,
right,
and then somehow get rid of the old Congress without any kind of uprising. Because
that'd be great. That'd be the I'd watch that movie.
Why would you want the Cheeto dictator to wind up naming his own people to Congress?
Because of the Civil War you guys were talking about yesterday would happen tomorrow.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You don't think Americans are too fat and happy?
If he tried a coup like that, there are too many people who are upset with him. If he tried something that outrageous.
How is it that, look, Maduro has been doing so much that is outrageous down there, and he's still in power. You know, so these guys can get away with a lot of corruption.
He has his followers, as does the Orange Man Bad.
Right.
He has his followers who would be right there with him, getting their rifles off their walls to go to war. Well, you were talking about, you know, what the mindset and how this would look. I'm listening to yesterday's show concerning the Civil War that everyone's talking about right now on both sides. And who's going to win and what states would survive and how would the country be divided and this and that. I believe that the people actually want this. They always say, no, we don't want this. This is the last thing that we want. We don't want, you know, to be fighting our brothers and sisters across state lines. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't want all of the destruction that it would bring, all the rebelization it would bring. But I think, in a sick way, people want this. I think they are. I think that in the backs of their minds, they're ready to wake up to a new war just to prove who is right. It's gotten the division.
Might makes right.
The division is so great right now that one side believes they're right and the other believes that they're right. The division is so great that they just want to prove. And the only way to do that, you can't sit down and have a conversation with your neighbor any longer. Mm-hmm. Now it's got to come to an actual all out fight, an all out war.
Well, I hope you're wrong about that, but you're not the only one on this show that's predicting it. And I mean, I don't want to see violence. I definitely don't want to see people being afraid to go out in the streets for fear of being attacked by somebody who thinks that they're politically opposite from that other person. I mean, that sounds absolutely awful. I hope you're wrong about that, Conan, but that's about all I can say.
Well, history repeats itself, and the cycle is full turned, and it's ready for another.
That's true. Until somebody's until someone's ready to break the cycle of violence, it will continue.
Well, the only way we could do that, I've said before, is for us as human beings to evolve past this nonsense, evolve to the next level where we respect the individual and the collective comes next.
Well, that's why, you know, we want to see people move to New Hampshire who love liberty, because look, the fact is libertarians are too diffused out there. There's too few of us distributed amongst all the rest of these angry people that are looking to fight with one another, and getting caught in the middle of that conflict isn't going to be any good for our movement. If people who care about freedom were to migrate, were to join the New Hampshire Freedom Migration and come to a place where we've got a bit of a foothold, where the libertarians actually have in Keene, New Hampshire, more candidates on the ballot than the Republican Party does. The libertarians here are actually in political offices, in the state representative seats. So we've actually had tremendous success here with a relatively small number of movers. Right. If we could take the number of movers we've had, which is maybe a couple thousand, and multiply that by 10, the amount of influence that we would have would be tremendous. Already we have influence inside New Hampshire. Already there's a Keene Sentinel article where we're on the front page. We're libertarians, all about the differences between libertarians. When has this article ever been written in the history of news media?
Yep.
I mean, really? Has it ever happened? Has there ever been a mainstream media public, maybe it has happened, where they've actually looked at the differences between the, you know, so-called radical libertarians like us on the show who actually believe in the principles, and then those who are like small government kind of libertarians. They talk about that, and they get it right.
Right.
The article's very accurate.
And just yesterday morning on the local talk show, we had libertarian governor, Jarvis.
She was on Danny's show
for an entire hour.
Great,
and it was very fair.
Good.
You know, he wasn't being easy on her. He was throwing her good questions,
yep.
And she is kind of a small government libertarian. But she actually has a chance in hell of getting votes compared to the three of us.
Yeah. Well, you're not running this year.
Not this year.
You can't because you work for the post office.
No.
They prohibit you. But either way, there's some exciting stuff going on here, and it's not duplicatable anywhere else because nowhere else has the numbers. Nowhere else has the influence that we do as a result of those numbers. And so anyway, back to Venezuela where things are definitely degrading. They're not getting better.
Yeah, so there's a little bit more from the Mises Cuba article. Mm-hmm. I'll just post that up on the social medias. And then I'm jumping over to this article from Argus Media where they say that Argus was able to obtain a draft of proposed constitutional reforms.
That's what I'd like to see.
Proposal to Venezuela's constitution.
Yeah.
Part of the plan is to dissolve the state-owned PDV and replace it with a new state-owned entity.
What the hell's the point of that?
Kind of like what the Republicans want to do with the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act. Repeal and replace.
With their own version.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We just need Romneycare enforced across the country instead of Obamacare because somehow it's different
when they do it.
Argus says PDV would be eliminated and replaced with a, quote, new organism. But the state will not relinquish ownership of the country's oil and gas assets and control over all related activities, according to the Constitution. According to Article 342 of the proposed Constitution, quote, the state, for reasons of national strategy and political and social productive sovereignty, will conserve the totality of PDVSA's shares while a new organism...
Hold on, can you read that title of that organization? What was it? Start that sentence again.
The state, for reasons of national strategy and political and social productive sovereignty.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought that was like an agency name. Because in this country, there's always like really long agency names and really long political titles.
You need to shorten that,
The
Darryl.
State,
yeah.
For the following reasons,
yeah, I see.
Will conserve the totality of PDVSA shares while a new organism or entity is created.
Organism.
Yeah, a legal entity. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.